Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let the earth and all living things praise the greatness of God. Let all peoples extol the glory of Adonai. O lover of the human heart, earth's source, her dawn, her day and rest, how holy is our planet home, whose gifts your love all manifest. So deep your love, so reckless, sure, you loved us even in our sin, pursued us, shared our pain and death, determined at the last to win. Embrace and fold us in your breath, so warmed may we be set ablaze. Close draw us to your wounded side, the wounds we bear will then be grace. Love crucified, twice hallows earth, which God deemed good and filled with grace. Here holy ground, here heaven's gate, with awe therefore our earth embrace. We bless you, holy, deathless one. We bless you, Christ, God's wounded word. We bless you, breath, our breath and life. Your praise through all the earth be heard. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Have mercy on me, O God, in your loving kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. I know full well my misdeeds, and my sin is ever before me. Against you have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Yet you look for truth in my inmost being, and teach me wisdom in my heart. Purify me that I may be clean. Wash me, make me brighter than snow. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Deliver me from death, O God, my Savior, that my tongue may sing of your justice. O Adonai, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. You take no delight in sacrifices. A burnt offering from me would not please you. The sacrifice you accept is a humble spirit. A broken, contrite heart you will not reject. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit.
A reading from the letter of James. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save such a person? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat well," but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? So also, faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Those who love their neighbors have fulfilled the law. Love is the fulfillment of the law. It gives light to the eyes. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the breath of love. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. O Adonai, deliver us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Adonai, deliver us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors.
May we have patience with all things, especially with ourselves. May we trust that you are in charge of all things today and will take care of all things tomorrow. Shield us today from suffering, or give us unfailing strength to bear all things with joy. Help us to be at peace in the present moment, and to dismiss all anxious thoughts and imagination. May we not wish to be anything other than who you made us to be. When we wander away from the shelter of your love, lead us back to you with quiet and simplicity. Create clean hearts in us, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. You called St. Peter Damian to use his gifts of preaching, writing, and diplomacy to bring the church of his day back to the heart of the gospel. May we be inspired by his example to persevere in prayer and join with all your holy people in building your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and love one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us and keep us in loving care today and each day throughout the year. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.